Good morning. Today is Friday, August the 4th. Joining us this morning is Eureka City Manager Greg Sparks. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Brian.
Flying the public works. Is that implying that you are a public employee and you're working?
I definitely am working today.
Oh,
so
hard.
You know, we got to do this program once a month and be on my toes, never knowing what's going to come at me.
And then you brought a buddy along with you, too.
From the Coast Guard. We're here to talk about Coast Guard days coming up here in the month of August, and a lot going on. So,
is Coast Guard Day the 11th?
Actually, today is Coast Guard Day.
Today is?
Correct.
I slipped to Friday. Sorry. Well, happy whatever.
It's our 227th birthday.
Not that she's keeping track.
We all keep track.
Let's see if we can find some kind of a quote that makes sense here. Some of this stuff just gets so weird. Ah, here we go. Doubt is a pain too lonely to know. That's too heavy. This is a Friday. Jeez Louise. All right, here's a proverb. Okay. This might have to do with the speed of government. I'm not sure, Greg. Take it if it makes sense. A Maltese proverb. After taking 99 years to climb a stairway, the tortoise falls and says there's a curse on haste. So if it works, perhaps. Do you mind if we not talk Coastie for about 4 minutes?
Absolutely.
All right. Mr. Sparks, sir.
Yes.
Got two things that seem to be ripping and roaring through town right now that I think I'd be negligent if we didn't comment on.
Sure.
First one is the potential move of the corp yard, the buses and stuff, because Costco is wanting to buy the property adjacent and taking over one of the Kennedy fields for that purpose.
Mm-hmm.
It's been pointed out that where the schools across the street have, that there's an opportunity there, but perhaps the schools could use Jacobs for their facility. You guys are kind of move across the street, so to speak. Another thought is if that area is going to be paved, let's make it for a parking lot for the zoo patrons, so that mm-hmm. with the skywalk or just regular zoo, they're not parking all over the place.
You know, certainly we haven't had anything on a council agenda yet, but we've had two meetings in a row where we've had a lot of public comment about it because a request for qualifications had gone out looking for design services in terms of this courtyard. So as we met with Costco yesterday, they're looking at a couple other options for property, and we also made clear that, you know, we're struggling to find a good option to move the courtyard to, so that's certainly a concern of ours. But we will have more than one option to bring to council if this comes together.
So why is there such furor in the community about it?
Well, the furor is, has the city already decided you're moving the courtyard and nobody's talking to us? I think that's what drove that.
KINS News and Information, it's 8:19.
Listen to 980 AM for the best music, ABBA, Neil Diamond, Barbra Streisand, Billy Joel, and the Fifth Dimension. The all-time best are heard every day, all day long on 980 AM. We are easy radio, easy on your ears and easy on your mind. This is memory-making music and you'll love the memories you create. Tune in and hear the best music, easy radio, 980 AM.
Good morning, KINS News and Information. Times 8:23. We're back to talk shop this morning with Greg Sparks and mystery guest. Greg, the other topic certainly that is worthy of discussion was some of the response from Rob Barkley's comments starting the week here on the show about Indian Island and the status of it and what's going on and that kind of stuff. What is going on? What is the status of this? Because I've heard from probably 36 people about that, with differing opinions and differing facts that may or may not be accurate.
Well, certainly, as you, I think as we've talked before about this, you know, starting in March of 2015, the WIAT had approached City Council about whether there'd be any, basically requesting the city to transfer Indian Island to the WIAT tribe. And the council indicated an interest in doing that, established two council members on a committee with Natalie Arroyo and Kim Burgell. Myself, the city attorney, Jan Krepling from the community, and Jan worked on the previous Indian Island transfer. And we had several meetings in 2015, and really hadn't been too much going on for a period of time, mostly because of just some things back and forth between their legal counsel, our legal counsel, the issue of CEQA. And
yeah, I'd heard CEQA and Coastal Commission are involved, and Thailand's,
right.
And
I mean,
but it started getting
those issues are out there. So we met again with the entire tribe, council members Arroyo, Burgell, and myself, and the city attorney, because had been some turnover on the tribal council, and we just also went with both attorneys there, making sure everyone was kind of hearing the same message about where we're at with, in a sense, with the need to do CEQA in order to do this transfer and the cost of CEQA, because it's a kind of a substantial document. And
so is the tribe picking up that cost?
Yes. Okay. Yes. And so we did decide that we should do a joint press release to, again, let people know that, yes, we are, this hasn't gone away. We also did a memorandum of agreement to also to make sure, since we had two new council members, to make sure the city council was still on board with moving this transfer forward. So council voted 5-0 that, yes, we are continuing to have these discussions with the WIAT tribe to move this project forward. So
when you do something like this, certainly it's an asset. How do you appraise it? And then, there's that side, the economic side of this also.
Mm-hmm.
How do you just get a regular appraiser?
You know, we did get a regular commercial appraiser, and so it has been appraised, but it's also a difficult one to make comparables to,
sure.
Because it's natural resources. It's not zoned for commercial use.
You don't have a lot of islands in the area either.
Right, not a lot of islands that come up for sale that are, you know, that are tidally influenced to a pretty large degree.
Right, right.
But
so what number did they put on it?
$1,000 an acre, $200,000.
It's not really super, I was thinking millions.
Oh.
Or I was thinking tens. I mean,
mm-hmm. Yeah, cool. Right.
Does this set precedent for other properties that the city owns?
I don't know if it from a, no, not really from a precedent standpoint. Number one, no decision, you know, no agreement has been made yet, for one, in terms of what that will look like. There's no draft agreement for people to even look at.
Could it set precedent?
Well, you could say the previous transfer in 2000, I'm not sure what year that was now, you know, that had previously been done.
That's the east side of the bridge?
Yes. You know, that whether or not that set, that in a sense doesn't set a precedent, because the city council could have indicated, no, we have other uses for the land. So in terms of how you deal with surplus property, we need to make sure we follow state law. We need to follow our own city ordinances, and there's a process to go through, and that will all be addressed at the time agreement comes before the WIAT Tribal Council and the city and the Eureka City Council.
It was put on, I suppose, because of the cultural aspects of that property also. What I'm thinking is out between the Slough Bridge and Indianola, there's a fair amount of property there that the city also has control of.
No, they're definitely a separate entity unto themselves.
So Stinky Beach isn't going to be given away.
Not that I know of.
Not yet, huh? So I gotten to that point. So if folks want to know what is going on with this and keep abreast of it, is there anywhere that they can go to find out, to monitor, to see what is going on, and see what the plans are?
You know, it's one of the things we did was a confidentiality agreement between the tribe and the city, really to avoid tribe putting out information, city putting out information that may or may not always be, you know, totally in sync with each other. So that's why when we put out the joint press release, you know, that was done by both myself and the tribal administrator, just to make sure that we're giving a consistent message. One of the concerns we've heard from people is casino. A casino going in there. So everything from all of our discussions with the tribe is sacred land, historic significance. Casino doesn't fit that. And there's a lot of other reasons why a casino doesn't make sense there.
It's 8:30.
As a community to make Humboldt a better place to work and live? The answer is to make sure our kids are literate, able to plan financially, move forward in their education so they are better prepared to enter our workforce, and become contributing and productive members in our society, community, and economy. How do we do it? Through the Decade of Difference Initiative. Visit decadeofdifference.org and find out how you, as a parent, student, or business owner, can help. It's the Decade of Difference. Be part of it.
Morning, KINS News and Information Times, 8:35. We're back talking shop this morning with Greg Sparks. You're done, by the way.
Very good.
All right. Now, do you want to introduce Rocky, or am I going to?
Go right ahead.
Oh,
it's actually Cat.
It's what? Oh. You know, there's just too many litters. Holy cow. You know, obviously by this stunned pause here, I screwed up, and I don't have a lot of military experience. What in the world is AMTCM?
I am an aviation maintenance technician, master chief.
Not chief master.
Well, I was a chief before I was a master chief, so it goes in that order. So.
Morning, Kat.
Good morning.
Coast Guard Day, Coast Guard City, is something that's been around here for a number of decades. I would suggest, other than the facility, kind of right out here where we are, and seeing some of the boats in the water and the helicopters flying the slew and around the bay every once in a while, most folks don't have any connection to what the coasties are, what you do, what a Coast Guard city is, what the involvement is, what the responsibilities are, all that kind of stuff. In a quick thumbnail, what do the coasties mean to our area?
Well, the Coast Guard has 11 different missions, and search and rescue for water safety, education for boaters, law enforcement, maritime navigation systems, and environmental protection all fall under our purview here.
Is there an awful lot of drug interdiction? I know we had a gal with us, Maggie, a number of years ago now, and her first deployment?
Mm-hmm.
Was in Florida leading the charge in looking for drug interdiction.
That is one of our law enforcement.
Do we have that here?
Yes, we do.
As much as people would anticipate or more?
That would be hard to say because from where I've been, I've seen a lot more, but then at the same time, you know, we are also working between the difference between federal and state laws, so we stay in our lane and we do what we need to do.
I hadn't even thought about that. Well, yeah. I mean, the whole marijuana thing, right?
There's that as well as other issues.
What does Rush call himself? A soft fluffy? That's, yeah, take it easy. Relax. It's okay. Oh. Greg, what does the Coast Guard mean to the city of Eureka?
Well, you know, as you said, we were the second Coast Guard city. And I think one of the things we've done the last couple of years, we've created an entire month of, in a sense, of kind of recognizing the Coast Guard. Open house tours at I think both facilities, the air station as well as the station out on on Samoa. And I'll tell you, I was at the one last year and brings out a lot of public. Public's very interested in what the Coast Guard is doing. And I think Kat could tell us the number of employees that are here at the Coast Guard.
Well, in the sector, we have approximately 200 employees throughout all of the different units from Crescent City all the way down to Mendocino.
Is this, I know this is going to sound goofy, but is this an assignment that is a good one?
Oh,
or is this
yeah.
one that is not willingly embraced by some of the kids when they get here?
So I've been in the Coast Guard for 25 years, and in that 25 years, the last 20 of it has been in aviation. And with the air station here in McKinleyville, I have never heard anybody say they didn't want to come to Humboldt. It's always been a kind of a competition to get here. It's a great area. The work here is challenging, and our aviation maintainers absolutely love being in this area. The support that we get from the city is amazing, so that just makes it easier to come out to what others might consider a remote location.
Well, you say remote and you say military, there's a whole lot worse.
Absolutely. This is not a Loran station.
The last island on the Alaska with the, yeah, I mean, there's really remote. And then
yes.
There's ours, because, you know, we have a tough time attracting medical.
True.
Because the spouses often, you know, have a tough time either with employment or it's just too small.
Mm-hmm.
So I was wondering if that was a common thread for the Coasties, or do you like the outdoors a little bit more than the average bear? Do you like the water, obviously, a little bit more than the average bear? So the rivers and the lakes and the streams and the ocean and the woods and all that stuff is good stuff for you guys rather than something that you don't really want.
I'll say that there are some challenges with what people do and don't want to do. Not everybody's an outdoorsy person, but that doesn't preclude us from enjoying our job while we're here. But the job here is probably the most rewarding aspect. And our folks, to a T, I've been able to say that our folks are just so driven to do the job to the best of their abilities that they actually tend to enjoy being out here because the job's challenging and fun.
The water rescues, not the exhibitions of those, but the real ones, are those kind of a chance to stretch your stuff? Or the professional challenge, the personal challenge, the accomplishment? I mean, I would think that would be in there somewhere for these guys.
There is a little bit, but we have a sobriety about what we do when we go out there. It's very important for us to make sure that not only are we going out there to keep the public safe, but we're doing it in a safe manner, too.
Well, I wouldn't think it would be like a party.
No, not usually.
Not usually, okay. And you check for seasickness, too?
There is some seasickness on occasion, yes.
Okay, KINS News and Information Times, 8:42. We will be back.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
Theshoppingshow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Good morning, KINS News and Information Times, 8:46. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Kat Brown from the Coast Guard and all the letters associated with it. You have a PhD?
No, I do not have a PhD.
Oh, good. Well, at least that's one set of letters that aren't there then, yet.
Maybe one day, though. I'm still working.
You know, I would think if you're a learner, you're always learning.
Absolutely.
Yeah. That would be one of the basic tenets of the Coast Guard. You know, your skill set always has to be maintained.
Yeah, our job is to learn to be the subject matter expert and then teach others. So,
how tempting is it to become complacent?
To be honest, it's not very tempting. because we do see the results of complacency in our daily reflections with others, in our interactions with others, and it keeps us on our toes. Yeah, keeps us on our toes.
At one point, there was some responsibility for the lighthouses.
Yes.
Also. That and baseball cards are my weaknesses. What is the situation with St. George Reef? Is that totally gone? Are you, do you guys have any responsibility there at all? I mean, I know it's certainly falling apart, but I, you know, every once in a while I see the helicopters going around, and is that just now crumbling into history?
To be honest, I couldn't tell you the direct answer to that. It's not my field of interest as far as what I do for the Coast Guard right now. I do know that our aids to navigation teams are generally out taking a look at everything for the aids to keep folks safe, but I don't have the stats or the information for
when
that
they
particular
go out to
question.
The buoys,
yes.
Do they lift the buoy up? Do they climb on top?
It depends on what maintenance is necessary. Sometimes they will. They'll climb on. Sometimes they'll change them out. Sometimes it's just a check to make sure the chains are holding them in place, whatever's necessary. They go out and spot check 98 to 100% availability.
How thick are those chains?
Oh, they're bigger than me. They're large, very, very large.
Oh, really?
It takes our larger cutters to hoist those out a little bit.
Hundreds of pounds?
They're, well, yeah, I'd say they're wow. They're in the heavy zone there.
Yeah.
By the time you get, I wouldn't say like one link is 100 pounds. Each link's different based on the area, the location, what the sea state is, and the turmoil that those buoys may or may not be subjected to by nature. But they are definitely heavier than anything I could work on my own, that's for sure.
Greg, what are a couple quick things that the folks might have a chance to either talk to Cat 101 or to others in the upcoming weeks?
Well, that's why we brought Kat in here, is to talk a little bit about some of the things going on with the Coast Guard that the public's invited to, and I know she's got the dates
and
times.
So
real quick here.
Knock it out of the park, girl, go.
All right, here we go. So August 19th is a Saturday. The small boat station on Samoa Island is going to be having an open house. Some of our partnerships are going to be on site as well with some static displays. We're going to be doing a SAR demo. And we're also going to have the grounds open with a helicopter on the ground for people to take a look at.
And beyond that, I think you'll just hear some ads on the station. How's that?
That works for me.
All right, we'll take care of it. So stay tuned, as they say. See everybody on Monday.